Coupathon 1000 is this wonderful initiative by the chefs of extreme cuisine who are assisting those most affected by the COVID-19 economic impact with daily soup and bread. I'm joined next by Wesley Moodley, from Community and Food, who is going to talk to us today. Good morning, Wesley. Talk to us about this program, and thank you so much for what you that you do.
Oh, good morning, and thank you so much for having us this morning on Cape Talk.
Of course.
Such an honor and a privilege.
No, the privilege is ours. You are here helping every single person we try to speak to and try whose circumstances we try to understand. You have literally served thousands of liters of soup to hundreds of thousands of people. Please just tell us a little bit about Extreme Cuisine and the Soupathon 1000 initiative.
Cool. Thank you so much. Extreme Cuisine is under the leadership of Chef Wynand du Plessis and his lovely wife, Lizelle du Plessis. Awesome individuals who, at the start of a lockdown, and just to give some context into it, this initiative started before lockdown, where they had leftover, vegetables and so forth from their events, and decided to, let's make some soup and keep it in the freezer. So what they've done is, from that leftover soup, they've then distributed and looked after, the area surrounding the workplace, which is in Mowbray. So your observatory and so forth, they started distributing from the place of business.
Right.
So at the day of lockdown, they were sitting with like 300 liters of soup, which they needed to distribute. And one thing led to another. And then, you get one of these crazy ideas that which is not popular at the time to do. In their business, when everybody was packing up and saying, guys, it's lockdown, it's level 5, there's nothing viable for us to do now. So let's go park our buses, let's go do everything, and let's sit back and wait for this to blow over. And then the crazy idea that Wynand du Plessis and his wife had was to call up, their friends in the hospitality business. And about 150 chefs, they managed to muster up 150 chefs, who were like-minded and said, guys, let's implement our skills and let's put it to task and let's see what we could do. With the idea of, getting together and producing 326,000 cups of soup for a month. And that's where Soupathon 1000 was birthed.
Sure.
Under the leadership of a brilliant individual called Evan Kuzner, who's also, in the top 50 chefs of South Africa. So it's a brilliant, brilliant young man, brilliant individual.
He is. He's been on our chef's corner. We love him.
Yeah. So, yes. And then Extreme Soupathon was now birthed out of that, which is an NPC. And that's where we are at the moment, with our current servings of 32,235 for this week. To date, we have made and served within Cape Town, 347,707 cups. That was our tally as of yesterday. So, yeah.
Wesley, how are you funded, very briefly?
Yeah, funding we do have some generous people that are helping sustain this,
yes.
But most of the funding is coming from Wynand and his family and a few friends.
Can
you assist? So yeah, most definitely. We were hoping that and what we're actually looking at is looking for people who want to say, not only give us your money, but partner with us.
Maybe corporations
it's much more than a cup of soup, because. In essence, and to give more context to a cup of soup it was a concept in the beginning, but it has evolved because the more you give the cup of soup and the more you hear the stories of the people, that's where, ideas are coming to the fore and, where you get to see, we could do much more with a cup of soup. And that is why community and food development was brought to the fore, because it's not just more than a cup of soup. Now we're coming to an area like Bishop Lavers or Kriefgat or Ocean View or Clark Estate, and we're saying, tell us your story. And with a cup of soup, it's just our way of coming into an area and saying, what more can we do?
And engage with.
Yes, and that's where the engagement starts. And now we're able to unlock all these avenues and bring in some of our partners, like Department of Labor. We're bringing in NASFAS. We're bringing in so much more and saying, we can do so much more, but let's just start with a cup of soup.
Right, and let's that gets the conversation going.
And that's where the conversation is coming on. And now we're able to help and assist. Like, we're able to bring in more than food relief, but we're bringing in some sort of assistance that people have been crying out for and not been getting. So we're able to you know, to not only motivate people, but inspire and give them some sort of hope, you know, that it is going to get better. Yeah.
Thank you, Wesley, so much. And wonderfully, we see that you've expanded as far as the Klein Karoo and Oudtshoorn. We'll keep looking into the Extreme Cuisine and Superthon 1000 initiative. Wesley Moodley is from Community and Food and assists in that particular project there. Please stay tuned for more details on how you can assist, and also if you need a cup of soup, where you can find the